Let me get this straight. You think we can disarm an ancient druidic trap with rocks? These rocks right here, near the aforementioned trap? Oh, yeah, I have a few questions. First of all, what are you thinking? And second of all, I'm not a druid, but I've observed them. And I don't think they make their ancient traps disarmable with objects from nature readily found around the trap. Just thinking aloud here. Well, obviously, the answer is magic. And you'd know that if you hadn't been rotting your brain flirting with that ranger we picked up. Oh, please. I'm so sick of seeing you two make goo-goo eyes at each other near the campfire. It's tedious and we don't need her. Is that what we're gonna do today? We're gonna fight? How much are we getting paid for this job? Ugh, that's insulting. And these druids are pacifists, right? No reason. I'm going to fix everything now. I didn't realize how bad it was. Oh, of course I'm talking about the job. Why don't you stand in that circle to the left? Right beside the daisies, yes. Listen, we've been partners for years. Don't you trust me? Now do as I say. I'm aiming above you because I know what I'm doing. I need to focus and aim. Oh, look at that. It was a trap. You were right. It's a good thing you're the only one who got caught in it, right? Let you out. Here's a twist. No. Oh, please. First of all, I'm not betraying you. And second of all, if I was going to, it wouldn't be over some... What is this, a sheep statue that druids covet? It's obviously not worth anything. Face it, this job is an insult, so is the pay, and you only took it because of that floozy ranger you picked up. She wanted us to do it, and she couldn't even come along. I'm Audra of the Flames, the greatest sorceress on this side of the continent, and I am no one's henchwoman. Actually, no, I'm not quite so upset about that. I'm sick of watching you debase yourself for this ranger. Oh, you don't have a crush on her? Sure. Yeah? What line are you gonna feed me next? The Empress doesn't really have a secret crypt filled with bodies of powerful heroes? Oh, everyone knows that's true. She gets a necromancer to watch it for her, and she uses it as incentive for other people to behave. I'm not debating this with you right now. You're trapped. Be graceful and accept your fate. Hmm. Maybe I am going to monologue like a villain. Am I the villain? No, I don't think I'm the villain. Maybe. No, I'm your friend. And I'm trapping you for your own good. You know me, I'm constantly on a journey of self-improvement. And I've learned a few things about myself. Since we picked up the ranger, yes. Jealous? No, sweetie. I'm entitled. And it's possible I took you for granted. Oh, come closer. I'm not going to hurt you. Year after year, it was just us. And I knew I liked you, but I figured I already had you. After all, we woke up next to each other. We spent all of our time together. I didn't know love could take you by surprise like that. Sneak up on you and bite you, after years of stalking you. Now imagine my surprise when I see you flirting with some ranger we found. Oh yes, she was so helpless. Is that what you want? An idiot who needs to be rescued? Or do you want the one who's capable of getting you out of it? And loves you enough to trap you, yes. Turns out obsession can take you by surprise, too. You're all I've been able to think about. Last night when you were playing poker, I kept staring at your fingers. I wanted to suck on them. And then I fumbled my hand and spent the next day daydreaming of ways to punish you for it. Oh, do you like that? I've got a million more where that came from. You know, I'm enjoying myself more than I thought I would. Oh, yes. Something about you being at my mercy feels correct. You look good, especially when you were caught. Something about your eyes growing wide with fear. I didn't know it could be an aphrodisiac for me. No wonder I'm obsessed. What am I going to do about it? Oh, you're into this, aren't you? Naughty. Maybe I'm gonna let you out and bite your neck, so everyone knows you're mine. Yeah, that sounds good to you. All right. Come on out. Come here. Look at me. This is your reminder. I want you to remember this moment forever. I own you. Body, soul, spirit. Any other metaphysical labels I'm forgetting, I own you. You are mine. And if I catch you flirting with anyone else ever again, I will burn you alive. Weather depending, it's hard in the rain. I can be flustered. I finally found what I want. And I have it. This is a good moment for me too. Oh, you want to finish the job before we consummate our newfound obsession? Fine. You're such a professional. What the hell does this statue do anyway? Why does it look like a sheep? It turns people into sheep? Shut up. Well, I'll handle it. Everything. I'll turn in the statue, I'll get the reward, and I'll tell your stupid ranger that things aren't going to work out. Don't worry. I'll be nice. Why don't you go back to camp and get ready for me? Yeah, I put you through a lot today. And I take good care of my things. You're so cute. I'm so glad we had this talk. Yes, I can handle everything. Now run along. Oh, hi, Miss Ranger. Yeah, we got the statue. Oh, I'll show you. I feel like being nice today. Come here. Oh, but you look good as a sheep. I don't care if it lasts forever or an hour. This is your warning. If you ever come in between me and what is mine, it will get so much worse for you. I never want to see you again. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't speak sheep. But I think we have an understanding. I know you're going to remember this for a long time. But try to remember how merciful I was, okay? Now if you'll excuse me, they're waiting for me. Run along.